Sachen nieder per sein mich auch da mein nieder und bas war mei mit tamen lachen und mit tamen ihr wesen the blood from a nieder and the flesh from a mei mit tamen both when it's la when it still has moisture and also when it's yavis when it dried out no longer has any moisture as we learn out from a pasuk that these things are mit tamen both lach and yavis havazo v'aniya v'aro but the emission from a zot the phlegm from a zot and the saliva from his up, as it didn't, because the body fluids of his up is mitame, but they're only mitame when they have moisture, not when they're dried out. Ba'asheres ba'anevela ba'ashich ba'zera mitame lachin ve'ein mitame yavesh. And a sheres, it's also only mitame when it's lach, but not when it's yavesh. And nevela is also mitame lachin, not yavesh. Nevela is an animal that died, only conveys tumah when it still has some moisture, not after it's dried out. And Shechazer is semen, it's mitame also only while still has moisture, not when it's dried out. Bim yecholim lahashra zelachza lekamosha hein, mitame lachin, umitame yavesh. But all these things that we mentioned that are mitame only while still has moisture, if, after being soaked for a period of time in warm water, it would go back to the way it originally was, it would go back to having moisture, it wouldn't be dried out anymore. In such a case, it would be mitame both lach and yavesh. And since it's not so completely dried out, that if you soaked it for a while, it would go back to its original state. In such a case, it would be mitame, even though it's yavesh. The kamehi shriyason, the peishrim me'eslate. How should you soak them and for how long? You should soak them in warm water for a 24-hour period. If after being soaked in warm water for a 24-hour period, it would go back to its original state, and even though it's dried out, it would be mitame. But it, after being soaked in warm water for 24 hours, it does not go back to its original state. Then it would only be mitame while it's lach, not while it's yavesh. And since it's so dried out that it can't go back to its original state after being soaked for 24 hours, it's too dried out to convey tumah. Abiyasi said, flesh from a mate that's dried out, and after being soaked in warm water for 24 hours, it would not go back to its original state. In such case, it would be torn. The Rabbi Yosi argues with the Tanakhama. The Tanakhama said that Basar HaMeis, flesh from HaMeis, is Mitame even while it's Yavesh. Rabbi Yosi disagreed. Rabbi Yosi holds that Basar HaMeis that dried out would only be Mitame if, after being soaked for 24 hours, it would go back to its original state. But Rabbi Yosi would admit, though, that if the Basar HaMeis is decomposed completely and turned into dust, a spoonful of that dust would be mitame. This is how halacha l'moshe mi'sinai, that a spoonful of dust from a decomposed maize would be mitame, and that would be true, even according to Rabbi Yosi. Second nida parazayim mishnah beis hasheret shenetzah b'mavi. A sheret that was found in a mavi, a mavi is an alleyway, is considered a v'shus ha'yachid. When we have a din that a suffix tumah v'shus ha'yachid is fake otame, when we have a doubt about a tumah and a v'shus ha'yachid in the private domain, the ruling is stringent. We are mitame mi'suffix. And we don't know how long the sheretz was in this mavi, as it could be that the sheretz was in the mavi a long time before it was spotted, and therefore all the taros that were put in this mavi would have become tame from the sheretz. So the Mishnah tells us that since suffix tumah versus yachid speko tame mitame lemafreya, that all the taros that were placed in this mavi would become tame retroactively now that we found the sheretz, and it could be the sheretz was there already previously. Ad sheyomer bedakti es amavi azeh v'lo haya bo sheretz. Oh, Ad shas kibur. How far retroactively would we be mitame the taros were placed in this mavi? The Mishnah says we would be mitame retroactively until back to the point that we know that we checked this mavi, that somebody says, I know that I checked this mavi at this and this date, then any taros that were placed in there before that time would be tar. Since he checked the mavi at that date and didn't see the sheretz obviously came into the mavi later. Or I'd try to keep it. Or we'd be mitame retroactively until back to when the mavi was swept out. If the mavi was swept out at such and such a date, then any taros that were placed in the mavi before that date would be taros. Since the mavi was swept out, if the sheretz were there at that time, it would have been spotted when the mavi was being swept. So therefore, only after the time that it was swept would the taros placed there be mitame retroactively. So to a woman that finds a ketzem on her clothing, she found that her clothing is stained from blood, and the ketzem is mitame, this would be dam mita. And she doesn't know how long this ketzem was on her clothing. Mitame lemafreya. It would be metame retroactively. It would be metame anything that came into contact with it retroactively. And maybe this kesef has been under clothing for a while. Now, how far back retroactively would it be metame? It'd be metame back to the point where she said that I knew I just in this date, I checked this clothing and did not see a kesef on it. Any time before that, it would not be metame, since she had checked the clothing and did not see the kesef at that time. Oh, I trust I keep. Or she knows that on this and this date, I washed his clothing. And when she washed the clothing, she certainly checked to make sure it has no kesef, so therefore, it would not be metame any time before that day. Well, metame ben lach, uben yavet, that which we said, the shirt that is found in a mavel, or a kesef that was found in a woman's clothing, is metame retroactively. It would be metame retroactively whether we found it in the state of lach while still moist, or if we found it after it had already dried out. In both cases, it would be metame retroactively. Rabbi Shimon Aimer Hayavish Metame Lamafreya Balachin Metame Lachash Uyacha Lachta Velios Lach. Rabbi Shimon said, if we found it when it was Yavin, when it was dried out, it would be Metame retroactively. But if we found the sherets in a marble while it's still locked, while it's still moist, it would only be Metame retroactively back to the point where it could have died and still be moist right now. As if it died a long time ago, it would be dried out already, so it cannot be metame retroactively that far back, since we found it while still moist. Now, before Shimon explained, Rabbi Shimon is only talking about the case where a sheretz was found in a mavel. But in the case where a woman found a bloodstain on her clothing, that bloodstain would be metame retroactively, even if we found it while it's moist. And the pocket has been there for a very long time, and that which we found it, that it's still moist is because maybe some water splashed on it so it became moist again. And maybe it was there a long time and it dried out. And then it became moist again when water splashed on it. So therefore, even if we found it while it's lost, it was in the time it retroactively back to the last time she washed it or the last time she checked it. But a sheretz that was found while it's moist, it has to be that it died recently, as if it died a long time ago and became dried out and water splashed on it, it would fall apart. So since we found the sheretz intact and it's still moist, it obviously did not die such a long time ago, so therefore it would not be metame retroactively all that far back.